These two guys fighting on our fucking YouTube page. I thought it was good timing because they're both West Coast guys. And I was like, hey, you guys are up. Judging from the looks of you, I don't think either one of you are, you know, crushing puss right now. So, hey.
Yeah, the phones are open.
Yeah, phones are open, 954-573-2780.
So if you want to do that.
But yeah, I guess L.A. Werewolf, video we put up of him. There's him and this guy Nick Abbott who follows us on Twitter. Are not getting along. So
a lot of our friends fight each other all the time, and I don't know why.
Yeah. So Nick Abbott was like, "Well, I'll fucking destroy this guy on your show. You should have me on." And I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't really know Nick Abbott. So like when I, you know, can't give the guy a fucking Thursday afternoon. You know what I mean? So we're doing a main show, but seeing as how they're fighting, everybody's so fired up. I thought we'd get to the bottom of this.
I'd love to hear them. I'd love to hear their opinions.
Not going to lie, though, Nick Abbott. We had a really great segment with L.A. Werewolf. Frank's a good dude. I enjoyed him a lot. You got some big shoes to fill. So I'm just saying. I don't know what transpired between them. The only things I've heard accused. The only thing I've heard L.A. Werewolf accused of at this point are things that I myself might be guilty of at times, which is being a dick.
Yes, at times. But he means as at all times, he is guilty of being a dick.
So I told him, hey, you know, he told me he had to charge his phone. So I said, hey, why don't you go fire that up and, you know, give us a call, find out what's going on. We always like getting the dirt, getting the skinny on people.
We don't mind if you guys fight and then we make a YouTube video at it and we get all the views. That's fine for us.
And as people are starting to join us in the chat room on Twitch, of course, /we're not sorry, Facebook/we're not sorry. Anybody listening, particularly in the West Coast, if you got anything on our buds at any point, you want to call in anything on our pal Joey Gibson of Patriot Prayer.
We would love to know more about him.
Anything about our fucking pal, Kyle-based informant man Chapman, just, you know, give us a call. This is the drunk show, so we'll pretty much let you get away with saying anything. And we'll even probably say some libelous, slanderous things throughout the evening.
Yeah, that's why it's secret. It doesn't count. Nothing we say now counts. And we figured we'll do it on Twitch because they only give you a 24-hour ban. It's just a weekend, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, we got a whole weekend off. So we're like, we get kicked off Twitch for 24 hours. It's no loss to us.
Yeah. With another dreaded hate speech violation.
Yeah, because we're, you know, so hateful.
Well, we are. That's fair, but I don't think it's based on race. I think it's just based on a general hatred.
Yeah, remember when hate used to be playful and fun, you know?
Yes! I do remember.
God damn it. There's no reason to commit economic warfare against people just because we're emotionally violent.
Yeah. You commit economic warfare because you can, not because you have to.
Yeah, because you're Jews and you want to keep your shekels.
That's right. Oh, you didn't even do the point of the head this time. You just literally
because I'm drunk. I don't care.
When he's drunk, he doesn't even have any...
The bottom line is fucking all these Shylocks want to keep you shekels.
I like to call them Ferengis.
Space Jews. I mean, just you watch one episode of Deep Space Nine and you're like, oh, I know what Ferengis are. Those people.
It's true. I mean, it was explicit racism on the part of Star Trek. Which, by the way, Orville, way better than the new show.
Yeah, that show if you like Star Trek. Fantastic. Don't let anybody fucking... Don't let the retards that normally watch Fox tell you it's bad, because it's really good.
You mean Disney? Disney owns Fox now. It's all Disney.
No, they don't own Fox Network. Fox Network has retained Fox Sports, Fox News, and Fox Network. Disney acquired some of Fox's assets. They got Fox Film Studios.
20th Century Fox.
Yeah, they got. Well, that's the film studio.
That means they got the
Fox.
Simpsons then.
Maybe.
Yeah, no. The 20th Century Fox is The Simpsons. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like they might, but I just know that Fox has kept its television division, its Fox Sports division,
and its news division,
because it's still making them a lot of money.
They're trimming the fat, basically.
Yeah, that's all they did. That's common misconception. Like Fox is still around. I think they're just gonna stick with TV programming and stuff.
This is great, though, because now Fantastic Four and X-Men get to be in the Marvel Universe. I'm so excited.
Yeah, because Fantastic Four are always awesome.
Yeah, they are. Like, okay, Here's what I think.
Name 15 times the Fantastic Four franchise has failed.
They need to keep rebooting that motherfucker. Here's what I'm thinking. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a thing. The voice of the thing. It worked for Vin Diesel.
It worked for Michael Chiklis.
Yeah. Well, did it, though? Did it? What's Michael Chiklis doing right now?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I thought we were talking about The Shield.
No. That was before, I believe. He's not doing anything now, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, he did. He fucking did a cameo as his S.H.I.E.L.D. character in Sons of Anarchy. Boom. Checkmate.
First off, I know you don't know how to play chess.
Yeah, I do. I'm terrible at it, but I guarantee you right now if you put a chessboard in front of me, I had to move every piece.
Okay, so do I. So we're going to play chess like Magneto and Professor Xavier.
Cerebro. Magneto. Sitting in a plastic prison.
Fucking
dumb chess.
Why do smart villains always play chess against each other? Magneto could have just shot Xavier and ended his fucking life.
Yo, in Hollywood, why don't you let Ian McKellen play a motherfucking good guy once in a while? Like, nigga, he don't need to always be the bad guy.
Yeah. Let him be. Can't he be the nice old man just once?
Ian McKellen's a lovely person. Why can't you just let him be nice?
He's a gay.
Is that what, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
Oh. Never mind. That joke was for you, Jeremiah, you fucking pussy.
Oh, God. Everyone's still yelling at us about net neutrality.
No, I was getting yelled at about the trans thing again. I was back.
Oh, what did you do this time?
I was back on my usual obsession.
What did you do this time?
I shared an article from our friends at Squawker Media, squawker.org. They're still our friends.
Okay.
They're still our friends. I know they dialed back our Patreon money, but it's Christmas time, and I get
it. We get it. It's fine.
I get it. We still love you, Carlisle.
Scrooge.
But you will not be entered to win the free Google Home Mini.
It's only $5.
Sorry, bro. $5 above. But yeah, so no, but they did an article about the 27% of people in California now identify as whatever it was, gender fluid or like gender.
Yeah.
Not categorized gender wise. And all I did was post that. And I was like, are you guys not? Can we all agree now that maybe all of this programming leads to more trans and gay people? And I was called a bigot and I was horrible and I was this and that. And
all those things are true.
Yeah. And even fucking Stewart was posting like Frederick Douglass Society, like a foundation, like all these stats and showing him how basically how the Communist Manifesto and Marxist, like how their whole playbook is made. And it turned into just a bunch of my liberal friends going, that sounds bigoted. I'm like, no, it's not bigoted. It's your playbook. Like, I'm showing you your playbook. That's, yeah, your playbook is bigoted. But here's the thing. Bigotry works. You know, it's when you apply things to a certain subsect of humans and go, you know, we were talking about this today. Royce keeps getting these things in the mail for, what is it? Dish Latino?
Dish Latino all the time. Since I, like, my whole life, I've been getting this Dish Latino because my last name's Lopez.
All it is Dish Network marked up, marketed to Latinos. Like he said, when they drop HBO and they add like 4 Spanish channels and they go, Dish Latino. Latinos, just like every other group of people on the planet, are racist, at least tribal, in that they go, ooh, Dish Latino.
No, I agree.
Like, Latinos shot fucking...
And let me explain what Dish Latino is. They take away HBO and give you 4
That's
more Spanish
channels. I just said that, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So it's like, but Latinos look at the marketing and go, oh, some other Latino guys got some satellites up into space, and I'm supporting other Latinos? I'm in! And they don't even... Like, the point being, it's not just Latinos, it's every group of people.
It's true, I agree.
You can apply science to them and go, it's even when you're in sales, you could be like, is it a Spanish guy or is it a black guy? All right, we'll send black guy out there. It's going to get a sale, could sell a car. And the same thing works with all of this programming and stuff. And it's the communists, which this guy was like, oh, it sounds bigoted. No, the communists even knew. Look, yeah. Blacks like this, Hispanics like this, women like this, pander to them in all these different ways, and you'll have this mulatto, mongrel army of people that are willing to go, let's fight the generic patriarchy, which has actually been very good to us and paid us well for all these
years. The patriarchy's treated me pretty well.
The patriarchy is paying for your fucking party.
That's a very good point. But, I mean, I'm just, man, I don't, I don't know anymore because, you know, you can't post anything now without getting attacked and being called names. And I think any sort of reasonable, any sort of reasonable discourse is gone, you know?
No, I know. I'm realizing that today, man, dealing with these friends of mine, like just them yelling at me. And I'm like, you know what, man? Like, it's getting called a fucking asshole and all this shit just because I think, and that's my thing, man. It's like,
didn't he call you a fascist?
Yeah, but I, and to be fair, I did reiterate and I let him know, yes, I am a fascist. How long have you known me? I am a fascist. I'm a fascist. It's fine. I prefer the term post-libertarianism.
I like that.
I thought of that the other day. You like that?
Yeah.
Post-libertarianism, mm-hmm. meaning I was a libertarian, and I know the way back to libertarianism is unfortunately to spend 4 to 5 years as a fascist country cracking communists and Marxist heads until and they're all fucking too scared to speak up for a few years, and then we can go back to having guns and leaving each other alone and having our brothels and our pot. You know, and that's, look, that benefits you gays and shit too. It's this is about, you know, because they, look, there are gay right wingers, there's gay Marxists, there are trans right wingers, Blair White, looking at you, baby, and there are Marx, mostly Marxist transy, like all these people that. This is the more of the battle is like, I want you gays to be able to, like, I mean, get weird with each other. I don't give a fuck, dude. As long as it's not on Main Street on a Saturday afternoon and somebody's taking a fucking, you know, their 6 and their 9-year-old to go get an Italian ice and they're walking down the street and there's a bunch of dicks out. I want gays to just blow each other all willy-nilly. I want to go back to shooting guns off in the backyard high. Like, that's, I love America. It's just, I don't want this, the shit we were talking about with Squawker, and it's like they're talking about 27% of people in California now are saying that they're gender fluid. No, it's
that's
been,
bullshit.
This is 20 years of getting told everybody's gender fluid. Fuck, man. I didn't realize that I was going to be killing it in my 30s as far as options with women by default. I figured by now with the prospects would be drying up, but now everybody has like glitter in their beards.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, dudes are just eating each other's assholes out and, you know, fucking
giving each other bro jobs.
Wearing skirts and parades. And then it's like girls are just like, so I guess you're okay. So what's up? You wanna like you wanna hang out?
You're wearing jeans.
Seriously. That's a nice collared shirt. I notice you don't have any visible tattoos.
Congratulations.
So, I guess, do you want to fuck? I don't know. It was literally you or the guy with AIDS. I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you win that one 9 times out of 10.
I'm winning by default, baby.
Speaking of, hold on. I'm taking the screen off of us because we're going to do something that Twitch doesn't allow.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? We're going to talk about the Zionist conspiracy against something and rap music, pornography, how they're all the Jews all owned, all that stuff.
Here you go. Oh,
yeah, no, we're doing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything like that, bro. Come on, man. You know I'm not.
I'm looking at you doing it. You're doing it right now in front of me.
Yeah, but they can't see.
No, but I mean, you're making the telltale noises of somebody who's imbibing in something that isn't illegal.
It's like, I feel like more people are figuring that out because you're saying it.
Yeah, dude, look, I'm not going to straight out say that we're smoking weed right now because that would be stupid.
No, it would be against Twitch. First of all, it's against Twitch's policy.
And the one thing that we don't do.
We don't break policy.
We don't break policy.
Yeah, we have a squeaky clean record across social media platforms.
They call us the policy Pete's, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm squeaky clean on social media. Why do you think I'm posting under the name MG Greyheart? You think that's because I'm so well-behaved?
Nigga had to make up a medieval name and shit.
I'm making up, dude. By the way, I'm making a third alt. It is going to be a chick, so beware. Ooh. That's the new length. That's the new level, bro.
Do we get a vote for names for the chick? Because I have a feeling some of our female fans are just dudes with alt accounts. I haven't accepted yet. All right, I'm going to put this back on. I haven't accepted yet that we have female fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a lot of female fans, and I've seen some of them, and you could have just stopped at the word dudes.
Fair point. Fair point. That's not nice.
What?
But it's fair.
Yeah, but we have so many female fans, nobody knows who's talking about who. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Our metrics say that 34.7%, actually, the last time I checked.
Whoa, that's a good number.
Females, and that's on YouTube. Oh, fucking, come on.
I feel that has something to do with the Dan Schneider stuff, though, no?
Who cares?
That's a fair point. I know, like, who cares.
That's like getting the greatest blowjob you've ever had in your life in college, and you're driving home after stopping at Wendy's on the way home and saying to yourself, I feel like she's only blowing me because of the car I was driving. Just shut up and eat your fucking nuggets.
Yeah, but to be
and enjoy
fair,
the blowjob.
There's a lot of hot chicks that like the shows, but a few of them have 1,000-yard stares, and that kind of scares me.
All right, do we talk about which ones are the
No, we're not going to talk about who, because I like our fans. I don't want to shit on them because we're drunk.
What about Piers? We can talk about Piers because they're not
Piers
our fans.
Piers Morgan, that's fine. We can talk
about
Piers
Morgan. They're not our fans. There's certain girls that are doing YouTube right now that we've discovered. I was, you know, I'm just saying some of them are lovely young ladies.
The girls that do YouTube are pretty hot. I'll say that.
Yeah, they're all batshit crazy.
But they're hot.
But they are hotter than shit.
Way too hot.
Yeah. So,
but
some of them scare me on a real.
Like, you would take the risk of getting blown, but your dick might get bit off.
No. I'm not even going to lie to you. Some of these ladies.
And now he calls them ladies because you know something terrible is coming afterwards.
Because I know they're going to hear this. Ladies.
Listen.
There are some ladies that have mentioned us on YouTube that have been, you know, very, you know, whatever. We're peers. We're all broadcasters on YouTube. I will say this. 25-year-old me not only would have fucked every one of you, but would have tried to marry every one of you. 34-year-old me wouldn't touch any of these girls. Look, they're still hot. They're gorgeous, very talented young ladies. But I've reached a point in my life where it's like a retirement age where you just enjoy the peace and quiet, the calm that's in your life. And I look at some of these young ladies and I go, my God, that would have been a 6-month crash and burn session for old Mersh. That would have been a girl an album got named after.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 34-year-old me. I'm just like, you guys are great. You guys are great. Anything we can do to help promote you, that's great.
Look, let's be fair here. We will take all your tit pics and all that stuff, obviously, because, you know, we're not fucking animals. However, it's not, you know, I agree with Mike. It's like, I find a lot of more comfort sitting there and playing video games. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no, even Royce's wife the other night was like, hey, girls you're talking to lately? And I'm like, I'm so fucking, no. Yeah. Only in that, I've really, like, when you want to talk about, I'm the Captain Kirk of Earth. I have ventured into every place and done all these crazy things and fucked in every sort of scenario you can think of. And then you just get to a point where you're like, all right, yeah. Like, if something really awesome comes along, cool. But unless I'm legit marrying a chick or I'm really going to settle down with her, it's what is the point of, like, I have done some deplorable shit, weird shit with women that would, I swear to God, there are women that would make you so angry because there are certain people that would see the girls I've banged and been like, I'll never even experience anybody half as hot as that. I've done some cool shit. At this point, it always came with some sort of some other boyfriend wants to kill me. I'm going to get fired from my job. I'm going to get shot by a drug dealer. Like, there's never it's nice to just get to an age and you're like, all right, I got to go to a bunch of stories. Like, when do you stop?
Yeah, I hear that. That does make sense. I mean, after a while, but, you know, I never thought I'd reach that age in my 30s. You know what I mean? I thought that'd be later.
Me neither.
But I guess you front load everything. You do so much weird stuff when you're younger.
Well, I also think it has to do with being a decent person. Like, look at these Hollywood motherfuckers. Why do you think they're all raping and banging kids and, like, pressuring Jennifer Lawrence to show her butthole to win an Oscar?
Because,
like,
it's hot. Because it's hot.
But yeah, but it's also a level of, like, you've reached this point where you've done everything you can think of. You have, like with the spirit cooking and the fucking banging kids and the weird getting plasma from little babies and secret clinics in Hawaii. All this weird shit that these elites are into. I think it's because they've experienced, like, what we, when you lack the decency that we have and you reach the point we have. Is like, we're at that point now where if we were in Hollywood, we'd be like, you got any baby plasma? Or,
yeah,
like, can I fuck your niece who's only nine? Like, there's a weird, like, you, I think they just, like, you have decent people that get to their 30s and go, all right, maybe it's time to have kids, go to church,
right,
volunteer for something. And if you're lacking that piece of yourself, then you become the Kevin Spacey. I'm gonna fuck your twink mouth, and if not, you're gonna pay for this $40 meal. You know what I mean? And there's no in between. So I think it's okay that we're at that point. It shows some growth. Like, we're
fair.
It's like being in a growth spurt and going, I don't know what to do next, but I know I don't want to rape kids. So, you know, maybe volunteer at an animal shelter.
Did I tell you? I got to tell you that I do regret being a fucking edgelord atheist.
Of course.
I regret that so much.
Yeah.
It's so cringe. It's just like, ugh.
And trust me, if I died right this second and I was standing before God, believe you me, I ain't no little bitch. I'm not trying to, look, I've had a rough life. I'm not ready to suck God's dick either. But the 2000s level, like that era of, like, you know, like he's saying, like, where you're chatting online, you're posting a little fucking pithy quotes, or you're like, you're twisting Nietzsche's words around and only half quoting them. God is dead, bruh. Like, are you just that guy? And like, now you see a 20-year-old doing that and you're like, I'm gonna punch you right in your smug face. I had no patience for that right now.
Yeah, it's ugh. God, I regret a lot of that,
like,
stuff.
Like, do you guys understand what the Nietzsche quote is, you fucking dime store fucking philosophers? Here it is. Nietzsche, I can't, I'm very terrible at verbatim stuff because I'm drunk. But Nietzsche, the essence of the quote was, God is dead, and then essentially we did it to him, and what are we going to replace it with? And essentially the point of the quote was, God is dead, we killed him, and there isn't enough water to wash the blood off of our hands for what we've done. Meaning, like, we killed the concept of God way too early in society, and we had nothing else to go through. Nietzsche was anti-nihilist. Like, he wasn't this nihilistic, like, fuck, bro, there's no point to anything, man. Like, he wasn't like that. I'm not saying he was some do-gooder Christian either.
The quote was, God is dead, God remains dead, and we have killed him. Yet his shadow still looms. How shall we comfort ourselves, the murderers of all murderers? What was holiest and mightiest of all the world has yet owned us, bled to death under our knives. Who will wipe this blood off of us? What water is there for us to clean ourselves?
The essence of the quote is not God is dead, man. It's, as a society, we reached a point during the Renaissance and beyond, where we started to kill the idea of God. We started to make ourselves God and say, we're the ones with the fucking opposable thumbs. Nigga, we're the ones that went to the moon. All that shit. We was Kangs. And we killed God. He's saying we killed God in a utilitarian sense and in a sense of society. And now he's saying it's shadow looms, meaning, oh, fuck. With God came purpose. We fucking killed our own purpose. Now what? And that's the whole point of that quote. But no fucking edgelord, nobody who's at Berkeley right now in their fucking third month, halfway through their first semester, is going to fucking tell you that Nietzsche was actually mourning for the spiritual death of man and mankind, basically killing the concept of God without yet having any kind of a replacement for it. Fuck. Sorry. We're getting very deep because we're drunk. God, I just hate.
That's
I hate
fair.
People.
Can I say that I regret that I didn't bring the booze upstairs? I do regret that.
Yeah.
Oh, you pour. You have a home pour there, though. You poured heavy handed. So that was very smart.
This
of you.
Used to be a lot heavier. That's fine. I'll bring the booze. Oh, you
no,
mixed
I'm gonna
it.
Go bring the booze, and I'm gonna go. Let me just bring your bottle up because I'm gonna bring more.
Yeah,
because
I'm just all I'm doing is fucking drinking and eat.
Drinking and waxing poetic.
Yeah, just talking Nietzsche. Although there'll be a bunch of fucking public school teachers that'll be like, you're wrong, and Nietzsche was he? Did you know him? Faggot, shut up. Enough of you. I fucking listen. The whole point of being an intelligent person of reading these quotes is that you, like, Royce just read the quote. I'm not going to tell you what it means, but if you read the quote enough times, and I hate old-timey talk. I'm not a fucking smart guy. I don't like the whole, like, I can't, you understand when I read the Bible, I have to read the New International Version, the cucked out American Bubba version, because I'm dumb.
The good version, you mean? The one where Jesus comes back with a shotgun?
Basically, the New International Version of the Bible, it's the Boomer Bible, yeah, is what it is. Because my mom read it, all her fucking dumb Boomer friends read it. It's fucking-
and the Lord came back with a bandana and two hand grenades.
Anybody who's really old, has is bald on top but has long hair in the back, rides a motorcycle, reads the New International Version of the Bible. And it's fucking horse shit. But, and it's, I mean, you're talking about a book that was transcribed from Aramaic to Hebrew to Greek, then to fucking Spanish, then to English, then to English again, and then it, the King of England cut out two things. Then it came to America, and Americans were like, this still ain't American enough. And they threw a slice of American cheese on it. That's the fuck. So, look, I'm saying, I don't, okay, I get out of my, I don't get all your fancy book learning, but I know it's like debating John 3:16. Every fucking idiot in the room should know John 3:16. So,
I already know Austin 3:16, and that just says, I just whooped your ass.
He should have got him a bottle of Thunderbird, worked him up some old curves like he used to. Are we taking a break, or are you just getting booze?
I was going to get booze and come right back. If you can keep talking for like 2 minutes, I'll be right back.
Nigga, who are you talking to?
Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, you
get. So anyway, where was I at? So Nietzsche.
I think you're jumping off point.
No, no.
Black people.
I'll go right back to back to my point, which is that I'm not a smart guy. So if you'd give me the Nietzsche quote as Royce read it in its original text, just like with the Bible, with the thous and the theirs and begats and all that. Yeah, I get a little lost. But, you know, your dumb fucking stupid-ass friend Mersh does understand. I'll say this. I don't understand things quickly, but if I'm passionate about something or if I'm obsessed with something, I will spend a lot of time obsessing over two sentences if I think that they're fucking important enough. And I've studied that quote enough to understand the context of God is dead, as opposed to God is dead, man. Like, totally, like, the God is totally dead because he was never alive. Because it's, I get it, man. If you're a fucking edgy atheist guy, cool. You know, am I guilty perhaps of even maybe just being a contrarian, flipping back around and saying, all right, well, now I'm not an atheist because it's so cool to be an atheist, that it's in fact, you know, maybe that's what it is. It's just whoever the jocks are that are beating up the nerds, I tend to want to just be like, fuck you. And I've been like that since I was a kid. Like, I'm not gonna fucking, I don't want to be on the winning team. I'd rather be on the fucking underdogs and fuck you guys. So, you know, sorry, I'm getting, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So we're going to, well, I promise you this tonight. I'm trying to get a debate between Nick Abbott and LA Werewolf, which if I can get this put together for you guys, it's going to be fucking lit. So I'll tell you this, even though things are a little slow right now and I'm rambling drunkenly, I'm putting something together very good. You guys know us. You guys know Revenge of the Sis. We almost, at least, I'd say 78% of the time, we deliver. I do think tonight's going to be one of those nights we can deliver. I've got people texting me, the two guys that want to fight each other, and when Royce gets back, we can try to connect them all and just sit back and let them fucking do their thing. I don't care. What else? I'm looking at, like, the chat. It's a little light, you know. I'm looking at the comments, trying to see if anybody's out there. Royce is currently right now, for those of you who want an update, Royce is trying to get us booze. He did, in fact, leave the booze downstairs. I left my booze downstairs. We're both drunk tonight. We saw that, I don't know, our channel's been a little quiet lately. And we wanted to rectify that, so we're going to go live. I noticed some people fighting on our channel. Once again, if you guys remember LA Werewolf, he was on our program just about a week and a half ago. And he basically, he gave us a great segment. He was a very funny guy. And he essentially, I guess his segment was seen by another person that knows us via Twitter. Another one of our followers, Nick Abbott, who I guess they got in some kind of fight. Jesus, I'm already...
I went through half of my bottle of Tito's, too.
I've been murdering this bottle of Jameson tonight, which Royce and his wife were nice enough to buy me, which I was going to save some, but yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
So I got, check this out. I got this Nick Abbott guy. He's interested in calling in.
Tell him to call in.
I got LA Werewolf texting me on my phone.
Tell him to call in.
I'm trying to set that up, but I was waiting for you to get back. Because I was trying, it's hard to like try to set it up and talk. So I was like, all right, we gotta.
I'll talk. Have them. If they want to Skype in, I'll get them on video too. I don't care.
Well, I believe they're both gonna call, but we're gonna see.
That's fine. Let them do whatever. Just get them on.
Well, I'll get LA Werewolf on right now.
Tell him to get on right now.
Okay, because he's, you know, we're cool with him. And again, I'm not gonna pick a side. I want to find out what's going on. These guys were fighting, but the thing is, right? Nick's kind of funny. Like I don't really know enough about him, but I think he's kind of funny. And then, you know, L.A. Werewolf Frank, he's very funny to me. Like, he had a great segment. Me and Royce, for us to both like you as much as we liked L.A. Werewolf, he's funny. You pass a test if we end a show after an hour-long segment, and me and Royce go, I like that guy. Yeah, me too. So he made us laugh enough times we liked him. But they were fighting. But, see, L.A. Werewolf has this problem like I do, where when he's arguing with somebody... Like, Royce will get into a fight. He'll actually debate somebody.
I'll fight.
Whenever I don't have facts or whatever, I'll just be very aloof, and I'll be a dick, and I'll make fun of that person. L.A. Werewolf argues very much like me. He was making jokes, and they were very funny. So I was just kind of like, oh, these guys just, they're just having a go, having a fun time on my page. Nope. They were serious. So when we decided to do this, again, I've been talking to both of them, trying to get them on. Are we on video?
No, not you. Right. You can hit that. That tobacco product that we would never smoke on Twitch, anything that would be illegal, because we don't want to get kicked off for that. We only get kicked off for hate speech.
Even though it's legal literally everywhere now, you fucking retards.
Shut up.
Where's this guy at?
Sorry, I was just... There we go. That's better. Yeah, no, tell them to call
in. Okay, they both got the number now, and they've both been instructed to call.
We got a caller. Hi, caller.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, LA Werewolf? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm in the club right now. I'm getting turned.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, really?
I'm in the bathroom of a club right now on my prepaid burner phone, so I don't get dogged.
Are you doing?
Is it a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, are you blowing?
No, I'm in the bathroom stall right now, just doing blow in like a Hollywood bathroom.
All right, but I need to know: are you a real pro? Can you do it off the actual little webbing between your thumb and your fucking actual pointer finger?
We have another caller. Who's this?
What's up? It's me, Nick Abbott from Los Angeles, California.
Oh,
how
Nick
are
Abbott.
You?
Cool.
There yes. We go. We got you guys on. I want to know what's up. What's the beef?
Oh, finally, we're on a mediated line.
Rapper Nick Abbott, watch out.
All right,
I was born in Santa Monica. Big fucking deal, right? Hey, so Senor Frank Gregory Espinosa, a.k.a. L.A. Werewolf, committed a serious crime against my family. He doxed my address on Twitter twice. He doxed my address on Twitter twice.
I did dox you, yeah.
You know I have a one-year-old and a two-year-old?
I don't care.
Okay, you know my wife is a good person who's also extremely loyal.
No, but
you said on Twitter, you menorah wearing.
You offered me to go on a date with her, Nick. You fucking
same shirt, different day, huh? Same
what?
Shirt, different day, Frank. You gonna wear that menorah for 30 days,
Nick? I blocked you, and I said the only way I'll talk to you is through your wife, and you even offered to like let me take her on a date.
No, I did not. You asked and she denied
you. Yeah,
you
did, you fucking cuck. You're a fucking cuck,
you're
bitch.
Gay. You're so gay, you're the press secretary for the cuck of SoCal.
How's that gay?
You're the motherfucking press secretary for the cucks of SoCal group. UNPS.
Yeah, and you're an infiltrating Ozzy Osbourne
and other degenerate shit. You guys
are
full of degenerate
piece of shit, so who cares?
Yeah, you guys, you hang out with people who steal fucking tweakers. I swear, man.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
My wife kept denying
that.
Coming from
someone that has two moms.
Get out. You want to let me talk? You want to talk over each other? Because we can talk over each other.
No,
all right, guys, guys.
I don't care.
I'm gonna mediate here.
Bad-ass piece of shit.
All right, hang on. But
you know where I live, motherfucker?
You know where I live, motherfucker?
All right, listen.
No, I'm off. Come to me, motherfucker. Show your fucking heart.
I'll go to you, you pussy bitch.
You're not gonna do shit either.
Okay, guys.
Your wife, you stupid piece of shit.
Guys.
Fuck you up, bro. Come to my fucking crib, motherfucker.
Oh, you ain't gonna do shit.
All right, guys, what if I do this in a Dr. Phil voice?
The only reason why you want to fight me is so you can fill me up, you little fag.
Your motherfucker's so gay, dog. I swear to God. Anyway, my wife not only is fat cut, but Queer Wolf said that he'll have a black man come do it for him. Do what? Fucking unwilling woman, a mother of two? That's all. No beef. Like, I get it. That's Queer Wolf's personality.
I'm waiting for the mediators to do their thing. Go ahead, guys.
But guys, thank you. We're trying.
I'm trying, but everybody keeps...
This isn't the Nick Abbott you
guys. Hey! Talk over each other. Let's talk over each other.
Focus! 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 Focus!
The autistic screeching. The autistic screeching again. I understand getting carried away. There's lines you don't cross, bro. It's not cool.
Okay.
I took out your Twitter, so I have the fucking receipt.
Hey!
I have the fucking receipt. I took
the
fucking Twitter. Can go down.
It's not you.
Can go down, bitch.
It's not you.
As an American Caucasian man.
Nobody.
Hang on. Guys. Nick.
Hey, little bitch.
Guys, please.
Your ass is the fucking reason.
Guys. Focus. Hello.
I'm not white. I bought my ancestry and posted it. Go stand with Nawi and the indigenous and the other English as a second language people in SoCal. You can't even say coincidentally. Say it five times fast, I dare you. Coincidentally. Can you do it? Say it once, bitch. One time, Jake.
So what's supposed to go on here? How long has your family been in America?
Guys! Nick, calm down. I need everybody to shut up. At this point, I want to rape everybody's wife. Okay, listen.
We're trying.
Let's start from the beginning, okay?
Frank will never have a wife.
Stop!
You have a wife for you to rape.
All right, listen, guy. I got to get to the bottom of this. This cannot be
micro penis.
Hey, stop listen. It. Autism. Dial it down a notch.
The only reason why Nick cares about my dick size is because he's a faggot.
All right, listen, both of you, stop for a second. I want to get to the crux of this whole thing. How did this begin?
Focus to one person because they're going to talk over each other.
Okay. Nick, you've been doing a lot of... Frank, how did this begin?
So, basically, like, I've never met Nick Abbott in real life, right? And so, like, basically, he messaged me on Twitter like a fangirl saying he likes my content or whatever. So I talked to him on Skype.
He knows that because they asked him when he went to go get a restraining order. It was the first question they probably asked him. Have you ever seen this man in person? And he says, no. Well, then why are you scared of this man? Why don't you tell me, Frank? Why are you so fucking scared of him?
Why would I be scared of you?
The rapper from Santa Monica. Rapper from Santa Monica, right?
You are. You're a fucking joke.
You're fucking scared of me. I'm a joke.
Why am I scared of
you?
You're
brown and you advocate for white supremacy, fucker.
No, I don't, dumb fuck. I'm libertarian, you stupid shit.
Hey, listen, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So what I'm saying is maybe Frank's not all bad. The point is...
how he hates Donald Trump.
Talking about what?
You want to support Johnny Benitez? You better be ready to eat his words too then, motherfucker. Those words become your words.
You're such a stupid fuck. I support everybody in SoCal, you retard. I don't just cause...
Everybody.
Nick,
oh, so you
Nick.
Support the infiltrators?
Nick.
You support the merchant, right?
No, that's why you're... This is,
you
no,
own
listen,
the merchant,
right,
Mr. $7 million debt man?
Listen,
you sell your
ass.
Fucking false toys.
This
you
how,
paint
okay,
your little autistic
okay.
fucking
this is the
barking
right
figures
here.
Or whatever
this is the
you do.
Right
and you're
Nick.
$80.
Nick.
You sell
Nick.
Shit on fucking Instagram,
Nick.
Bitch. You don't have
Nick.
Look at this shit.
Let me ask you a question,
Nick.
Let me ask you
merch.
A question, Nick.
You're fake.
Let me ask you a question.
Bag.
Let me ask you a
fuck
question.
You, fag wolf.
Let
fuck
me
you,
ask
bitch.
You a question.
Ask your question. I can hear over
you.
Go
question.
For it.
Okay, Nick. Since you're a journalist and you like to expose people, can you tell me one time you exposed communism or the far
I'm
left?
I'm a comedian,
why are you
not a journalist.
Everybody?
I'm a journalist. I'm a comedian.
So you're gonna start being funny?
Oh,
or...
so it changed. Okay. Okay. Cool. So you're never gonna attack like the far left?
Yeah, I attack the far left all the time, bro.
No, you don't. You don't write shit on it. You don't do any exposés on it.
Communism? I'm not a Marxist.
Gonna get me like fuck you.
Well, you know what, man? Hey, guess what? You shouldn't be fucking with people's money flow, dog. That's just what happens. You fuck with fucking militia mafia money, you get knocked off.
You're a right winger. You're a right winger, and you're fine with communists killing me.
No, I don't have a problem with anybody.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you.
Look, any free information on the internet is free information on the internet, and what people want to do with it, that's fine. They can fucking show it to whoever they want. You're an enemy of mine.
Okay, then I'm going to show your address to everyone I want.
Yeah, okay, then I will also show your information to what I know, to who I know, and that's fine. Then we want to play tit
for
tat.
Yeah, and you know the
that's
communist, and you are a communist. You're a communist.
Not a communist, bro. I just,
yes,
you know
you
what?
Are.
And I do believe that an enemy of my enemy is my friend. I do
fuck
believe
you,
that.
Dude.
And
you are
my fucking biggest
working
enemy, and
dude,
I really hope,
go,
I hope,
dude, fuck
I hope
you're
that,
you know,
I hope
shit.
That they come and run a fucking train on your ass in Cerritos, you little bitch.
Dude, you're fucking.
I hope they drive down there and they fucking talk to you and they talk to your mom and your dad and they make you disavow Adolf Hitler in front of your fucking mom and your dad, like the little bitch that you are. Go hide in your little
dude.
Fucking garage, fucking
okay.
Whatever the fuck you live in. Your little fucking
okay.
Shark tank. You live in this
yeah.
Nothing little fucking piece of shit room that's
yeah,
smaller than my
I'm
laundry
poor.
Room.
I'm a fucking broke YouTuber,
you
and yet you're saying
broke,
I sell merch.
So what are you doing
like
fucking
like
supporting Donald Trump,
me.
One of the richest men in America? Like, what do you have in common with the man? Do you like Trump?
Yeah, I do.
I've heard you say, no, okay, go for it, because I've heard you say some things, so I'm just curious.
Okay.
Do you like
what
Trump?
Did I say, Nick? No, Nick, what did I say?
Okay, hang on, guys. I want to get to the bottom of this again, so... I want to refute some things here because, you know, it's a very heavy accusation for you to make, Frank, that Nick is, in fact, a communist. Nick, I want to get to the, you know, I want to take this over to you. Hang on. I'm with you on this. I want to turn this over to you. Now, this is a quote I'm hearing. Nick, you were quoted as saying, ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? When did you say that and why?
I've never said.
But are you sure? Because I have it here in front of me. I'm sorry. That was Joseph Stalin. I apologize. I'm getting all these. I got tabs open. I got like 17 tabs open. You got to bear with me here.
Yeah, no, I don't drink lemonade. I'm good, man. I
lemonade's
I
really good. Have you ever had raspberry lemonade?
I don't know who the hell from America pronounces anything like MAGA. It's MAGA. It's MAGA. You can tell Baked Alaska that.
No, that's totally
okay,
a
hill.
No.
I'll tell Baked Alaska that.
MAGA versus
so,
MAGA?
Okay,
totally. That's totally a hill I'm willing to die on.
A MAGA. It's pronounced
Nick.
America.
Nick.
MAGA.
Nick, can
America.
I? Nick, so let me extend the olive branch, Nick. Will you help me in exploiting Redneck Revolt, Refuse Fascism, all these people? Will you help me?
What do they do? I mean, you've bullied me and my family. So what do they do to people? Can you show me one time where they've done something even similar to what you've done to me?
Nick, you're a fucking retard. You're going to act like you've never done anything.
No, I haven't to anybody in this fucking
okay,
movement,
victim,
bro.
Okay, victim. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So after that Skype call and we talked on Skype casually, I already knew you were an infiltrating piece of shit. So what did you do? You went to a rally and you had a laptop. You had a laptop with my picture saying that I'm a Nazi or some bullshit and pretending.
No, that was
R.C.
Maxwell. He was Roman saluting. It wasn't you. You had enough. You love putting yourself in situations that you had nothing
you
to do with.
No, you talked about me, you retard. I saw you in the video. So that was that.
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Yes.
Oh, on
yes.
The LA Werewolf
yes.
channel.
Yes.
I talked about your YouTube channel, not you. You're not important enough for me to talk at when I'm
okay.
When I'm at rallies, I'm more for a political reason.
Nothing.
You're not a politician,
Nick, didn't
Frank.
Do
you're
nothing,
also a comedian.
Abbott.
Yeah, do you understand? Listen,
he's also a comedian.
Listen, Frank, you understand that Nick is like a Jules Santana, and you're like a cannabis. You know what I mean? He's not gonna, gonna battle rap down. You don't punch down.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I regret that.
Now, Nick, it says here on your Twitter feed, in the Soviet Army, it takes more courage to retreat than to advance. What did you mean by that?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I don't read the new communism. I don't go to the communist bookstore in Berkeley screaming autistically about how I want to buy the new communist book, like Tony Foreman. But whatever. You guys,
I want to buy that book.
You guys are calling me a commie, and that's fine. That's fine. You know, I won't do what us right wingers are supposed to do in this situation,
I thought you were a comedian.
No, you know what? I'm a registered Republican. What are you, Frank? What are you registered as?
I don't care.
Oh yeah, it does to me.
I've been a registered.
It does to me. Then why are you riding the Trump train? Then get the fuck off the Trump train and go stand with Antifa. Go stand with Antifa if that's who you.
I've been voting Republican since Ron Paul. Fuck you.
Show me. I proved it to my followers. Also, show me your ancestry DNA. I did that for my followers. Do that shit. Show me how black you are, Frank. Show me how fucking black you are.
Whoa. Nobody wants to be black.
Yeah, no. We can all agree that nobody on this call right now wants to be black.
DNA results.
Or just show us your credit score.
Show me how Sephardic Jewish you are, Frank. Show us.
It's zero.
Show us how many diamond mines you own.
Show us. Oh, you know, but you're not willing to tell us how African you are. How African are you, Frank? Because you've seen my results.
I don't know. I'm not going to show my Bitcoins either.
Okay. Put my address on the internet for the whole world.
I'm not going to show my Bitcoins or my life.
That's why I'll never work with you, Frank. That's why I'll take your olive branch and I'll shove it in your ass.
You're fucking retarded.
Oh, I'm fucking retarded. Listen to your fucking voice,
I'm
bro.
You're gonna lie. Nick, I'm
you sound like
you're
a lesbian, dog.
Dick, dude.
You sound like a fucking dyke, homie. High key. You really do. You know that, right?
Well,
you sound
like a fucking lesbian. I have a high voice like Eminem. That's not my fault, but I'm not that slim. Nick,
I don't know. Maybe you should start puffing balloons before you do interviews or something, man. I don't know.
What?
You need a solution. There's got to be a vocal person that you can see that can fix that for you. Like,
right,
talk to Laura Loomer's. Talk to Laura Loomer's nose guy. I'm sure he can do.
Wow, Nick's anti-Semitic now, making fun of Jews.
I'm saying she had a really great nose surgeon. Jovi Val went to the same nose surgeon as Laura Loomer. So if I said Jovi Val's nose surgeon, would it have been the same shit? Is Jovi Val Jewish?
I hope your Jewish grandma.
Jovi Val
that.
Jewish. I hope your mom's happy. You're failure to launch, bro. You have failure to launch syndrome. What do you do for a living? Frank, tell us.
Peterson stunt you pulled? I'm going to go to your fucking synagogue and do that there. I'm going to stand up at your synagogue.
I'm not going to be there because I don't go to synagogue, homie.
Doesn't matter. I know exactly which one it is, stupid.
I don't give a
fuck. I know more than you think, Nick.
It'll be really funny. It'll be a great video. It'll be a great video. Go make it. Go do it, dude.
Because I know how to edit, unlike you dumb faggot.
Okay, well, because you fucking are paid by somebody, and I'm not. That's shilling.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bitcoin rich, bitch.
Your Bitcoin, you were talking about how you wish you hadn't given them all away. What are you talking about, fool? When it hit 14,000, you were like, I still wish I had my Bitcoin.
On Patreon. Also, can you guys please donate to my Patreon page, patreon.com/LAWerewolf?
Hey,
please
we're
donate $5 to my Patreon page.
Also,
so
donate to We're Not Sorry. Patreon.com.
They won't be there for long, Frank. Redneck Revolt, you fucking took their shit down, bro. They're going to fuck you
over. I did.
Yeah, and so they're gonna probably take your shit down, too.
Yeah, and then you're going to take credit for it like a little faggot. You're going to take credit and go, I'm going to take credit for it. I'm a journalist.
I'm not a journalist, bro. I'm a comedian.
I know, you're a joke.
I think you fuckers are really funny.
So...
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, what's going on?
You, Frank, you're a fucking hilarious art piece. I'm enjoying watching you fucking burn.
Now,
you're burning blue, bro. You're beautiful. It's amazing watching you destroy yourself. You're never going to have another well-paying job again. I hope you know, that there's no place for you in me. There's no place for you in television. There's definitely no place for you in radio with a voice like that.
You're trying to ruin my life, just like the ADL. You guys are all
not trying to ruin your life. I'm trying to make jokes over here. You're a fucking lol cow, and I'm memeing you.
Oh,
you're fucked.
Yeah, Nick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible, Frank. Can you hear how much fun I'm having over here? Listen to how miserable you fucking sound, bro. Why don't you just kill yourself?
I sound miserable. I'm Bitcoin.
Go hang yourself from your doorknob.
You haven't missed anything. It's pretty
much. Wow, that's a lot of projection.
Can you fucking go Robin Williams yourself right now while we're on the phone together? Please kill yourself.
Whoa. Hey.
You, Frank. I want to hear your last breath.
Hey. Something happened to Robin Williams?
Oh, no.
Now, Nick, hold on.
You threaten to rape other people's wives because you're a fucking fuckbag?
Why don't you show the screenshots of that?
You stupid fucking whore. Fuck
Nick.
Guys.
What did Jesse Pearson ever do wrong, Nick?
Can I say something, please, on my show, if you don't mind?
He's a piece of shit for being out there slut-shaming those beautiful women while they were just trying to have a good time.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow. Hey.
Are you a misogynist?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, Antonia Foreman shouldn't like you then, because the day I met Antonia Foreman, he was screaming, misogynist.
Hey, guys. Okay, Nick, you once tweeted, Germany will either be a world power or not be at all. What did that mean?
I don't know what that means or where it's from, bro, but you got me. I said that, right, didn't I?
No.
I'm busted.
Yeah, Nick also said, I quoted some comments from 90s. All kidding aside.
I do want to understand the context behind this. Now, you guys keep referencing this rape threat, but you guys sort of went into it in passing, and from what I heard,
he doesn't want to talk about it. He really doesn't want to talk about it. It's
show
just embarrassing.
What was the original exchange?
I want to know what the original exchange was, word for word, because just tell me what the original exchange was.
Okay, we'll do another night where I can get on the camera and I can show you guys the screenshots like live.
Show the Photoshop screenshots, Nick.
Yeah, we don't need a fucking...
They're not Photoshop. I've never Photoshopped any screenshots.
We don't need
a
PowerPoint.
I never wrote it, so it's not real.
Nigga, we don't need a PowerPoint presentation. If somebody threatened to rape my wife, I would know what they said word for word.
Frank, we witnessed you write it. There's multiple people here that saw that. I'm not the only person in my wife.
Yeah, multiple
Ashkenazis
that saw it.
Wait, but from what I hear...
What's wrong with Ashkenazi? Can we go into that really quick? I'm just curious.
Yeah,
like, what?
Triple parentheses. You want to talk about the triple parentheses? C's.
Listen, Iberian Basque Jews aren't white. Is that what you're saying? You really want to play that game?
Nick,
right now because
you told me you're white.
Not even funny.
You told me
I am
white originally. No, you're not.
Go look at my fucking ancestry.
All right. Well, hey.
You'll learn more
hey.
About me than
Hang
you know
on.
About yourself.
Hang on. Let's be fair here.
You don't even know your fucking dad.
I'm trying to figure. Apparently. I want to get to the bottom of this. Nick, are you
Frank,
Jewish?
Do you know your dad?
No, I
Frank,
don't
know, do you
my
know
dad,
your dad.
And I'm really depressed about that. That's why I drink every day.
Well, you should kill yourself, Frank. You should fucking take a little razor blade.
Oh wow, this is great comedy, Nick. Nick, you're so hilarious.
It is really funny. I'm dying. I'm dying. Poor baby. Little sensitive butterfly.
Nick's a comedian over here with his dark hair.
And you can go back to raping people's wives.
But, okay.
Did your wings get wet? Okay. Did you need to dry off? And then you can be... And you need to go to your safe space and chill?
No. Listen, as somebody who's actually done comedy, and by what I mean done comedy, I mean actually been on tour and made a living at it. Let's be fair here. Under what context?
I would guess I am an amateur comedian.
No, and I'm not taking shots. I'm trying to provide a back text for what I'm about to say. What under what context
did he quote unquote threaten to, and I'm being serious here, when did he threaten to rape? Because I've said some horrendous things about people's girlfriends.
I'll tell you, he posted my address. He threatened her like by force. Basically, he said, here's your address. What time am I picking you up? He literally posted our home address.
Oh, yeah.
And then said,
it sounds like a really good porn, Nick.
But that doesn't
sound like a really good point.
Again, this
good
does
job.
This doesn't. It sounds like, look, and I'm going to be fair here. I'm trying to be objective here. Okay, let me be objective here. Look, I will admit, if he posted your actual address, it's overstepping it a tad. I will admit
that. I'll send you the link, dude. After we're done on the phone, I'll put that zip drive right to my phone.
And he might send you some dick pics too, so be careful.
Can we admit here? Okay, first
of
all.
You mean the photo?
Oh! Let me finish! Let me finish.
I found two pictures.
Hey,
you would have pictures
Nick.
Of a guy
hey.
Fucking horse cocks, Nick. You fucking.
Hey, Nick. 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 Nick.
I found pictures of you sucking.
Hey, guys. 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 I am trying to make a valid. Hey. Whoa.
The likes of meat white.
Nick. Listen to me. I'm trying to make this into a salvageable segment. Nick, hear me out on this. If you interrupt me one more time, I so help me God, I will rape your wife in front of you. Now hear me out.
this fool is a real comedian. He can put it into context. I appreciate that, man.
What I'm saying is, did he do it in the context of posting your address is fucking out of line. But can you admit, if I can get him to admit that that was a dick move, can you admit that maybe making a joke that's very distasteful may not be threatening to rape your wife? Can we all admit to some shit
and can
here?
We all agree that they didn't need to make another Star Wars movie? Can we all agree on that? Comment.
Wait, that... You say that if he admits that he did something wrong, then I would accept his apology?
If I... Look...
And also the Star Wars thing.
I'm saying that, Frank, I will...
Oh my God!
Listen.
I'm going to apologize.
Listen, I'm saying...
I'm going to apologize.
Frank was out of line by posting...
No, he won't.
Holy shit!
He won't do it.
You're asking me to reiterate. Okay, Frank is wrong for posting your address. Nobody should ever do that. It's a cunt move. I will admit that. However, can you admit that perhaps whatever threat to rape your wife might have been taken out of context, considering that he tends to say shocking things for the sake of humor? Maybe you're both. We can both fix this.
No, not at all.
You think
I
he
wants?
So
way.
You
we
no. But what
all
you're
right.
saying
I
is,
I
so
apologize.
You so
I
you
apologize.
Think so yes. you think he wants yes. to rape your wife? You're going on the record that Frank wants
yeah,
to
I,
rape
I
your wife.
I think that somewhere in Frank's mind, there is a place where he would like to do something awful to my wife. Yeah.
Oh my
Against
God!
Her will.
Okay, Nick. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. I doxed your address. I apologize that.
What are you
going
to do to make it up? I think I'm going to ask monetary.
Now he's asking for.
I think I'm going to.
What?
Now he's overreaching.
Recuperation. You're going to pay me back.
Well, okay, Nick. Anyway,
all right.
I apologize.
My address.
Wow.
No. Come you can put up $500
Nick,
for
both. I apologize.
What are you, Kyle Chapman? Now you want money? You want to get off on your charges?
Your own ass. You want me to sue you, Frank?
Go ahead, do it.
Put
up money. I don't care. File
I'm
off.
Just kidding, fool. It's called bribery.
Come on,
I'm
Frank.
Sue you,
Frank.
I already promised.
Frank, can you come off $500?
It's a part of my comedy.
You, Nick.
You don't fucking understand.
You
still don't get it.
Your grandma
You'll
is a lawyer.
Get it.
Hey, Royce. Yo,
You'll never
Merry
get
Christmas,
it. She's
man.
A
Merry Christmas,
attorney.
Mike.
She doesn't do no
Merry
law.
Christmas.
You're a
Are you going
to
divorce, Frank? Would you like my grandma to handle your divorce?
And your Ashkenazi grandma who supports the LGBTQ and donates to all kinds of far left causes.
Like
is gonna
hey,
help
hey,
you
I'm
out.
Adopted. Remember, I'm adopted,
I know.
Not blood related.
I know you're adopted.
Okay, so how is she Ashkenazi? Did you know anything about my bloodline? How
I
long has your fucking family been in America?
Jewish, so
please.
I don't trust their stories.
Please, somebody tell me how long Frank has been in America. How long
Maybe
has this
I'll
bloodline
go to her practice
been
and ask for an opinion about you.
Where is...
I
don't give a fuck what you do, man. You're not going to shock
what?
Any of my family members. You're not going to shock any
I
of my relatives.
I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, no, I'm saying they already know who I am, you fucking freak. You can threaten to contact whoever you want. Fact is, you fucked with people's money. You fucked up. Big time, Frank. You're going to get fucked over.
Who did I fuck with?
Redneck Revolt. It's going down. All these motherfuckers, okay. Bro. I'm going to make sure that I make a really nice video. I'm going
to
inform them all.
Fuck me over. Nick, you're a communist faggot, dude. Like, you want these communists to ruin my life.
Wait, why? To be fair.
I'm getting you back, Frank. And you're out of the MAGA movement.
Wow, through communists. You're
out.
You're
hanging out with the people who called Trump a jackass. Antonio Foreman,
you
guys, Revenge of the Sith. Did you hear about shut up, Frank. Did you hear about Antonio Foreman calling Donald Trump a jackass? May of 2016?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I've called Trump a jackass. So that's not going to hurt me.
Okay, but you're not out there collecting donations.
Yes, I am.
Supporter who got stabbed 9 times. Excuse me. You're collecting donations
Nick, who did you vote for?
But you say you got stabbed 9 times and it's all in the name of
Trump. Hang on. Hey, guys, again, I'm trying to figure this out. Nick, I'm going to reiterate what you just said to Frank. You just said, and I quote, communism is not love. Communism is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy.
And you followed that by saying the doom of a nation can be averted only by a storm of flowering passion, but only those who are passionate themselves can be aroused passion in others. Why did you say that?
Comment?
See, I see whose team you guys are on because you guys are crushing me with this shit. Why don't you go after Frank? Why don't you see the real versus the fake, you guys? Where are you from? Talking about the clown shoes of the movement being
because
Oregon,
honestly,
California.
I just honestly
Florida, right?
Because I'm listening.
Wait, hold on,
I'm
listening.
No. You fucking hold on. It's my show, motherfucker. I will fucking lower his thing. I'll talk over him. I don't give a fuck. Listen here, buddy. Here's why. Because I just fucking heard you admit, Nick Abbott, that you fucking, you were just saying now that you were going to go report fucking Frank to all these faggy.
I think it was ICE.
Whatever, he looks like he could probably also be reported to them. But to be fair, Redneck Revolt and all these other fagolas, you were going to fucking, I guess I'll have to work with the enemy because of some made up threat about my wife. Fuck you, Nick. Fuck you and the communist horse you rode in on that's probably starving.
Guys, I don't give a fuck about either of you either. If you want to talk shit about me, call me a fucking communist.
So here's the thing. I control the volume, so I'm going to say what I want. You called our show to wax poetic about how you're a comic. Number one, comics usually are funny. You're not that.
You're not funny.
You're not funny.
You're very angry.
Yeah, you're really mad, all right? No one's agreeing with that you should have been doxxed.
You're not a comic. You're a fucking slam poet, Nick.
Yeah, seriously. Fucking shut up, Cheeto Dust. No one wants to fucking hear it.
And you know what?
Leave my friend L.A. Werewolf alone.
Can I say this also? L.A. Werewolf, Frank, he seems like a contemptible person, but he is a comic. He's a funny guy, which that's par of the course. Like, if you're going to be a really funny, creative guy, you're probably a piece of garbage.
You want to hear what he's saying?
I'm going to go on record as saying, Nick, you might be the greatest paragon of community support and love in the world, but you're not a comic, sir. And on the flip side, L.A. Werewolf, you're a human piece of garbage, but we love you on this show, and you're hilarious, dude.
You want to see what they're saying?
Sure. You bring it up. Bring it back up.
Thank you. That's heartfelt. That is heartfelt.
But what are we gonna?
I can appreciate that.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And also Happy Hanukkah for Nick.
Well, wait, war on Christmas. Wait, I didn't catch that last part. Say it again, Frank.
I said something about you being
a
Jew.
Happy
comic.
Hanukkah for you, Nick Abbott.
Okay.
Mazel tov.
Do you light the candle, Nick?
I don't celebrate. I don't really celebrate holidays, Frank.
Nick,
you know,
you
I had.
The candle.
You know, I had.
Did you
I,
light
I,
the candle?
Don't
did
talk
you
over
light
me.
The candle, Nick.
I had enough
did
as a child.
Candle?
I had enough love. I had enough
did
toys
you light
and money.
The candle, Nick.
Tonight, yeah, I lit a candle.
I'm sure
four.
You did at your grandma's
five.
House.
There were five. Tonight was five candles.
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask
yeah,
that
do
question,
you?
But you beat
can
me to
you
it.
Can you on your shirt? Can you count
no, I'm not
to five, Frank?
Today.
Can you coincidentally five times?
In the spirit of the holidays, can we all just heal? Can we all just heal here and try to move on? Look, Nick, I'll make a deal with you. I will travel
when
to LA.
Frank admits
and
that
I will.
ESL,
all right, hear me out.
I'll be calm.
In the spirit of the holidays, how about I promise to fly out to LA and I will rape one of Frank's relatives for you? And then we can all
that
be
fair.
We can all be
that
cool.
Seems fair. Mike's being fair.
That's how a comic deals with things.
It's gotta be his fucking mom. Or his sister or some shit.
Hey, it's fair. It's fair, man.
Fair is fair.
Of course he agrees.
All right, let's do it. Okay, peace treaty. If you come down here and you rape Frank's relative.
All right, well, we'll set that up then, folks. Just patreon.com/
Pixar, it didn't happen. Pixar, it didn't happen.
See, Nick wants to see pictures because he wants to see your cock.
Let's be fair now.
No, I'm gonna dox your mom getting fucking slammed by this fool.
We got to do this fair. Now, I need to give you guys both equal time to promote whatever you guys would like to get out there for our listeners. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to hear this segment, so.
Oh, this is going on YouTube. Right. No matter what
you
happens.
You go first, Frank. You go ahead. You go ahead, great friend. Go for it, buddy.
All right, sure, yeah. So if you want to support me,
fucking let him talk.
What? since I'm banned across multiple platforms for being radical and, you know, just being an envelope pusher, I just want to tell Nick Abbott that it's okay to be Jewish. And, I don't really have anything else to say. I mean, that's all I got. All
right, Nick, you got the final word. What do you want to promote and what do you want to say?
Sweet. No, I just want to say that there's got to be a way for the real Republicans to get together where we don't have all these weird fucking libertarians and where we don't have to support other people's views and have them misrepresent our president because they're out there doing some other bullshit and we're out there supporting our president. And I think that there needs to be another fucking corner of the street that needs to be occupied. One corner of the street, you can have Antifa. Another corner of the street, you can have the Patriots.
Separate
and on the third
but equal.
Corner of the street, you're going to these weird infiltrating libertarian fucking switchovers. That's it.
All right, guys. We're gonna do this. We're gonna wrap this. This is not gonna top.
Thank
this.
You so much.
Thank
guys.
You guys for
we
coming
really
on.
Appreciate it. Hey,
I hope
though.
We can all learn to heal through the holidays.
Merry Christmas, guys,
and a happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah to you guys too.
Bye, everybody. Okay, look.
That was so much fun.
That was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed.
That was so much fun.
That was our Christmas, a special Christmas thing.
That was, by the way. I just want to point something out as we go into the new year. We got one more week before we take our week off and then our week off again at the beginning of the year.
2 weeks off.
I just want to say this. There have been some other podcasts on the air, some of which were on the air when we decided we were going to go live. Certain ones that we have, you know, beefs with, whether they know it or not. And I just want to say this. Guys, we threw this together with no effort, drunk off our ass. Literally, we just went, I got these two guys. I want to fight. Step your game up. Because in 2018, we're going to stick our dicks and our balls in your mouths as we eclipse you. And by that, I mean everybody except Bunty King. You're a great man. We love you.
Well, thank you guys for listening. And I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Jew Year to you.